In Jerusalem today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his top aides discussed a significant easing of Israel's Gaza Strip blockade. The debate came in response to strong international pressure on Israel to change its policy on Gaza in the wake of last month's deadly commando raid on a Turkish ship carrying aid to the Palestinian territory. Shira Frankel reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli officials are considering easing the blockade as early as next week, allowing a much broader array of goods to enter Gaza. But no official decision has been reached yet, and Prime Minister Netanyahu and his security cabinet are to hold more talks on the issue tomorrow. Some senior officials are known to oppose any lifting of the blockade because it could allow the Hamas militants who rule Gaza to obtain more weapons. Among the opponents is Yuval Diskin, head of Shin Bet, Israel's internal security agency. But Tony Blair, the envoy of the so-called Quartet of Middle East Peacemakers, predicted earlier this week that Israel will ease the three-year blockade and agree to the redeployment of international monitors on its land borders with Gaza to inspect shipments entering the territory. One of Gaza's most critical needs right now is cement, says UN spokesman Christopher Gunness, to rebuild what was destroyed during Israel's offensive against Hamas in Gaza 18 months ago. Gunness works for UNRWA, the UN Relief and Works Agency.
We've been told, well, if you let cement into Gaza, terrorists will use it to build bunkers and launch rockets. We in UNRWA for the last 2 months have been getting cement in. No terrorist has taken it. They've not built bunkers out of it. We've shown that we can get cement into Gaza. If you can do it for 2 months, you can do it for 2 years. If you do it for a drop in the bucket, you can do it for a massive amount.
As Israeli leaders debated the blockade, a special Israeli commission held its first meeting to begin investigating the circumstances surrounding the deadly Israeli commando raid on a Turkish-registered ship trying to run the blockade of Gaza. The legality of the blockade is one of the topics on the commission's agenda. The panel is led by former Israeli Supreme Court Justice Yaakov Turkel. It includes two foreign observers, Irish Nobel Peace Prize winner David Trimble and Canadian Ken Watkin, a former judge advocate general. They will take part in crafting the report, but they will not be allowed to vote on the final conclusions or hear sensitive military information. Yigal Palmor, a spokesman for Israel's foreign ministry, said the appointment of the observers was an unprecedented move by Israel in response to calls for an impartial investigation.
There was a request by a number of countries whose opinion we value very much, and we wanted to show that we have nothing to conceal, that all has been done in good faith, and that the facts are as we have exposed them.
The U.S. has expressed measured support for the commission, calling it an important step forward. But calls for a U.N.-led investigation persist, as have demands that Israel lift its blockade on Gaza, says UN spokesman Gunness.
There's no doubt that with this tragedy on the high seas with the flotilla, one feels that momentum is building, and now people are questioning more than ever before the Israeli position on is there a humanitarian crisis, and I think pressure has perhaps never been so great.
Dr. Ranan Sulciano-Kanan is a political science professor at Jerusalem's Hebrew University. He says the Israelis are well aware of that pressure.
What is special about this investigation is that it was established due to pressure on the government, but this pressure didn't come from the Israeli public, it came from the outside.
In a series of opinion polls published earlier this week, the majority of Jewish Israelis supported Israel's measures against the flotilla. They also overwhelmingly backed Israel's right to maintain the blockade of the Gaza Strip. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.